I'll make a motion that we end the executive session and return to our regular meeting, special meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. So, after
discussion,
do you have a recommendation that you would...
Yeah, I recommend Jay McDonald to do the job.
I would certainly agree with that. We have to have a second pass for discussion.
No, after our discussion with our consultants, and we've decided to go with the number two bidder, J.A. McDonald, $242,610. And I'll make a motion that that's the way we go.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved.
My only part of discussion would be is if we can impress upon them, as if they already, as you said, Nate, the time frame needs to be a little better than that.
I will have that discussion. They also are very aware that tree cutting is September 30th, and the river engineers are going to give them a small window after that to work in the river. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that most of these guys, they do not want to work in the river much later than that because it's going to get expensive. Mm. So I think it's always tough when these guys give you their timeline because they're always like, well, we don't know. But at the end of the day, the longer into winter we go, working in that stream, it's going to cost them a lot more money. So I'm comfortable that we can have that conversation and you guys will be ready to rock and roll by Halloween. Barring that we all know our hurricanes to come down.
Yeah, because the farmer's almanac ain't on our side, so not for this winter anyway.
Great.
Anything else we got to do as part of this, or?
Well, next steps for the process. We had said in the RFP that we would issue the bid results to all the bidders. So I'd recommend that I would do that, you know, to notify all the bidders' results. And then who the town has selected, you know, to work with. And then there's two things could happen. Is one, either the town issues a notice to proceed, and that way you can at least, while the contract's being written up, the proposed contractor can start getting their things together and plan on their end too. And like while I can start working on the contract and get that out to you guys to approve and sign. Does that work for you?
Works for me.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Is there, just out of curiosity, aside from this tree cutting stuff, can anybody get anything done before the tree cutting?
Yes.
Because conversation was, as I recall, that we want to be coming up Brook Road and not East Burke Hill.
Yeah.
So is tree cutting involved in that aspect of it in your mind, or?
No, I mean there's six cedar trees that have to be cut on the edges of the embankment, so they can do all the concrete removal. They can start excavating and prepping the backslope more. They can assemble the pipe. And my expectation is it's going to take a week to assemble that pipe.
Right.
A crew of probably 4 to 5 guys for a week. Mm-hmm.
Are we removing all concrete that's here now?
Yes.
Okay.
And the chunks that are down.
And here. That was in the addendum that...
Yeah, I actually highlighted in yellow in the package, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all of that disappears.
It's already included, yeah.
Okay. Good.
It'll go well.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yep.
It probably would have gone fine with Fenoff, but it's just
the what if is not the what if, yeah. Comfortable.
I'm sure anybody that bid is capable of doing the job. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you email these?
Bond repayment options.
So I was talking to Keith Wooster. He was really pushing, trying to get me to pay down the bond bank loan. So we owe like $850,000. We got a payment from FEMA last week.
We did?
Yes. I don't have that sticky with me. 600-something thousand, 640-something.
What we were supposed to get.
I mean, there's still a lot outstanding.
Right.
But we got that one, and we got like a $9,700 one. So total, we got like 658 or something like that. And he wanted me to immediately send it to the bond bank. So I contacted them to like see how you even make a payment, because I have yet to do that, and it's not like they send you an invoice. So multiple conversations later, I can't think of the guy's name now. Anyway.
The bond bank person.
Ken. Ken from the bond bank highly suggested that we do not pay it back yet. He said we can have 1.5 years of interest only every 6 months. He said we can either, and this is very confusing, I've gone over it in my head and with other people multiple times, and it's just hard to understand. So you can pay down on the loan after 50% of reimbursement has been received. He said, like, if you, I don't even understand my own notes. He said we can basically wait until we receive $1 million and then pay everything received. Or once we receive half of what we're expecting from our damage inventory, we can start making payments. I think he said, yeah, I don't remember exactly how much, because I don't have any of his stuff. But I told him my concern is that, like, we will use it for something else and then feel like it needs to be paid back. I don't know. So I mentioned to him that maybe we should take the money and put it in a separate account so it's not in with our operating funds. That way we can use it if we need to for another reimbursement project. As long as we're sure we've got more money coming in, because we can't use the same money twice and only get reimbursed for it once.
How much money are we missing from the whole situation right now as far as what we're supposed to get paid from FEMA?
Oh my gosh, that would be a key booster question. I didn't really bring in a lot of my FEMA stuff.
I remember there was something to the extent of 700 and something. Pushing $800,000 was supposed to
be
in July.
More than that. They're supposed to give us $800 just for this stretch down here, because they estimated that and we're going to prepay that project. I think, as far as I know, that's the only one that they're going to prepay.
But then there was also close to $1 million coming, or some big number coming mid-fall or early winter. Something,
yeah.
When you have mentioned things before.
Keith has sent me a chart.
I'm stuck with the fact that if I have money to pay a loan, I pay it. So I can't,
that's where I'm stuck,
I can't
right.
comprehend
well,
sitting
I don't like
on it.
Sitting on debt, yes.
So we borrowed how much from Pesumpsic on a thing, $200,000?
We borrowed $200,000 from Pesumpsic, but we've only used $20,000 of
it. Correct, okay.
I just made the first payment on that yesterday.
Where are we getting the money to pay this right here?
Taxes.
What?
The 200?
No, we have a $1 million bond bank loan that we can use. that will pay. So I got the loan from Passumpsic Bank because we needed a little for operating costs, and we also needed to pay for that culvert. It was supposed to be ordered the third week of June, but it ended up being like two or more weeks later. So by the time we ordered that, which I still haven't paid for it, they haven't asked me to, we already had the bond bank loan. So I think we should keep that $200,000 line of credit for Passumpsic Bank, because that $1 million loan through the bond bank, you can only submit invoices of over $150,000 at a time. He wanted $250,000, and I said, we can't do that. We don't have $250,000 worth of, like, working funds that we can just...
Can we take any of this money that you received to pay this here?
I mean...
And then reimburse that work that's being done?
Saying. That's what he's saying. He's saying, don't give it back yet, because you can keep it for, like... 2 full years, so you can have another 1.5 years of interest only, and like only start paying on it once you have received 50% of your expected reimbursements, or once you've received $1 million. But I asked him, I said, how do we know when we've received 50%? Because we don't know what the total damage is. Like, we don't have numbers for at least 4 projects.
Yeah. But FEMA hasn't paid us any money for this project that's coming out today, right?
No, they wouldn't
because they don't have bills for it yet.
Right, but they will have. So I'm just stating, if we took that money now that we have from FEMA and paid for this project and got reimbursed, you said we got a year to pay this
note? There may be a timeline on that $1 million loan, though, also. So we may want to put this project on that $1 million loan and have the reimbursement money sitting in a checking account for a next project. Or, I mean, I haven't received anything from Nate. Matt is all paid through the end of the year. And I don't have a bill for the culvert. I haven't paid for the truck, but that money's totally separate.
That's that
I'm just trying not to borrow. I mean, if FEMA reimburses us what they're supposed to reimburse us as time goes on, that's why we didn't want to do all these projects at once.
Keith's concern is that FEMA will stop. And will we stop? Putting the entire bill.
No, if they stop, we stop paying.
We don't do the work?
We have 2 bond bank loans.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, quote unquote,
one is capped out and one has not been touched.
Right. First one tapped out.
Mm-hmm. And they actually flip-flopped them in the middle because it made more sense for... I don't know.
So the first one that's tapped out is $1 million.
No, it's $850,000.
$850,000.
We went for $1 million, but Keith said $8 something.
Yeah, the second one, they tried giving us another $850,000, but...
We went, got the million.
I had a Zoom meeting with a couple of people, and they ended up mentioning that they might be able to up it to $1 million if we flipped it for the other loan. So we did, which cost us like $1,500 in legal fees through Primer.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice to know how much FEMA still owes us out of that $600,000+, what we were supposed to get. Because if we borrow the $242,000 out of the money we got now, we owe the first bond, we owe $800,000+, right? She said she got a check for $658,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took $242,000 out of that, $200,000 is going to bring you down to $458,000. So you still have $400,000, correct? Of that money after we pay for this project.
Yeah. And this project wouldn't come due until Christ.
So that leaves us $400 to pay our bond of $800,000+ we owe.
So I think since Keith sent this, he's actually submitted a couple other things, but I would say that we've been paid probably for this big 887, which is Bridge 6, which must be here. That Bridge 6?
That Bridge 6?
Yeah. So that money that we got is actually for this project.
This is getting worse.
So you've got no money for...
I don't know, but there's...
I don't understand why they're paying for projects that aren't
even done.
The money
that we've got.
I don't know. It's because they estimated it themselves and then prepaid it. But, like, why didn't they do that for all of them? That way we would have had some money to work with.
Does Keith know that for a fact? That that's what that money is for?
I'm not sure. I can't see anything when it comes into the bank account. I don't even know it came into the bank account. I just peek once in a while and see if there have been any deposits, and it just...
So all the tallying that they did all summer long to give FEMA the bill for the work we've done, right? We're supposed to be in reimbursed for the money that we've spent?
Yes.
Prior?
Right.
So I don't understand why they're paying us ahead of a project that...
We don't even know what it's going to cost.
Don't even know what it's going to cost.
I know, but if we got $600,000, I'm guessing that's what it was, but I'm not sure. I mean, the amounts didn't line up with 90 or 92% of any of that.
This isn't the Burlington Bridge area. That's what that money's for.
That's all those different areas, but the 600 and some odd, the biggest one, is this bridge down here. Sand Pit Bridge.
Because they owed us that $800,000 for the work. It's already been done and paid for.
Right, which has been submitted, but in little increments, in little submissions. There's like...
I mean, the Mud Hollow. That's Mud Hollow. Mm-hmm. Burlington Bridge Road.
Top of the hill. Over here.
That's what we get reimbursed for. We haven't got reimbursed for anything we haven't done. Can't.
That's what I said. I don't get it either.
They're prepaying us for this down here.
That's what Keith says. Right?
That's what that number says, because there's no way we put 800,000 into this little...
We didn't even do any work down here.
Right. I mean, a $1,500 garage.
Temporary repairs for the log mats and whatever.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how the FEMA can come in and tell us they're going to pay us $800,000+ and we don't even have an estimate to do the cost yet.
Right. These are good questions for Keith Wooster, but not here today. He did know about this meeting, but he's in Maine on vacation.
No, I think what he's saying is the money we got is the money we've already spent out of the $1 million bond that we paid for Mud Hollow, we paid for Burlington Bridge, we paid for up here. Whatever we paid for already is what we got reimbursed.
But those are all separately.
Yeah, he can take that and wipe his ass with it. But,
and I've only had two deposits.
Because they're not paying us for stuff we ain't done.
They can't, dude.
No, I can't.
We don't even get an engineer's price on what the project's going to cost. That makes no sense to me.
If they're going to do that, we'll up it a little bit. But,
because the 850, so first round of everything, was to cover everything that has been done to this point.
And that's what we've been waiting for, on that money. Right. We've been waiting for that money, and we finally got it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. So whatever we do now, we submit this completely done. We should get reimbursed for that.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it may not be till Christmas.
Right.
If we're lucky.
That's why I was stating to spend some of the money to pay for this project.
So I'm not against. I don't think you need to dump it all on the bond bank.
So just hold
I think
on
if
for
you
now,
want to put that into an account.
I would like to open a separate checking for it because I don't like it sitting in the
operating
account.
Right, out. Right.
Especially once there's more than two deposits. When there's like 15 different, it's way easier to.
I think we should set up a separate checking account for it.
Okay.
And
any of it.
Listen to these guys that are telling us what to do. I mean, They're the ones that know. They're the ones that want to get paid too. So, I mean, you run your whole your household a little bit different. Maybe you get some extra money, you pay off the loan. But I think in our position, if we keep that on hand, then we may be able to
squeak through this.
Fund a few things that we need funded in an emergency.
Right.
As long as there's still reimbursements coming in.
Yeah.
we got, let's see, 20th September 7th or something is the next meeting. There has to be, without a special meeting, or maybe, there has to be some kind of, either Keith Wooster straightens this shit out, but I don't have an understanding at this point, other than we're all in agreement that the 850 we started out with, we've been reimbursed for almost
all of it.
But we also still have a loan of that much. So really we're
on zero.
Pretty much.
Right. Because there was already other speculation of how much more we were supposed to get a couple of months down the road into the fall.
I'm trying to get out of not using that other bond if we can pay for this project that's going to happen.
But if we have to borrow money, the bond bank's the place to do it because it's like a half.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Rather than
five. Yeah.
But once Keith said, once this project gets done and we reimburse our money in the FEMA, hopefully we'll get paid for this project sooner than later.
Right.
And, you know, that was the whole idea of not doing all projects at once.
And to put everything into this project and not even submit to FEMA until all of this is done for the stuff from...
You know, if we end up with $700,000 in the end to pay this first bond off, then that cost the town $100,000+.
Yeah, it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, I think let's do that. Let's put that into a checking account, separate checking account, and we'll get clarification. We'll get our clarification at the next regular meeting.
I mean, why would FEMA pay us money in advance when we can't even get paid for what we've already done? That don't make no sense.
No, if they were going to do that, why didn't they do it for all of our big projects?
Yeah, just give us that 1 point.
Maybe.
I don't know, but maybe Keith can answer your questions because he does all like the Zoom meetings with our representatives and stuff. Like, I don't do any of that.
Because the other side of it is, Linden is saying how much they haven't been paid. Not Waterford. Barnett has been saying how much they haven't been paid since repairs from 23, and we get money for something ahead of time that's not even got a number attached to it.
Keith Wooster working on it. He is like right on.
Oh, he's right
talking
on.
Talking to everyone to get it expedited. So
I don't know, but just because he says so doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. Because the next thing is that somebody's going to say, well, we already gave you $600,000+ for this project. You don't get any more.
Okay, next select board meeting, Monday, September 8th, 6 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
So move.